Friday, June 7th. May announcing her resignation Friday after failing three times to convince members of Parliament to support her Brexit deal. That means the race is on for contenders vying to become the next British Prime Minister. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
May's voice broke as she announced she will step down as Conservative Party leader on June 7, sparking a contest to become Britain's next Prime Minister.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
May said she will continue as Prime Minister while a Conservative leadership contest takes place. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The process of selecting a new party leader will begin the following week. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has denied reports that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran. However, he did say Thursday that additional troops may be sent to enhance force protection in the Middle East.
What we're focused on right now is, do we have the right force protection in the Middle East? And as soon as there's a change, I promise I'll give you an update.
Shanahan and the top U.S. military officer, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, briefed President Donald Trump on options Thursday at the White House. It's not clear if the White House will approve of sending additional forces or equipment such as more Patriot missile batteries or ships. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a bomb blast ripped through a crowded Kabul mosque during Friday prayers. A prominent pro-government cleric was killed.